We are getting closer to Christmas and the Christmas message more and more. I will talk about the story of Christmas. Many times we might find ourselves in life in situations where we simply have difficult to see a way out, a solution. Maybe you said like this to yourself, this is impossible. That I don't know if I can do this anymore. Or how will I manage this? The challenges in my own life are too big. The weakness in my own body or soul is too big. But then you are in good company. Because then the many of the people that we meet in the Christmas stories, they felt that the same way. I want to read some of the stories that led to the birth of Jesus. And in the center of what we celebrate during Christmas. What we will summarize the story to is how Jesus being born shows that we can trust in God whatever happens. He will not leave you in difficulty. He will be with you. Let's look at Mary. I think Mary wants to say to us that you can trust in God. Shall we read about Mary in Luke 1? The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." How will this be? Mary said, asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Mary is greatly troubled when the angel comes to her, and she's a common young girl. There was nothing special from what we can see in the Bible from her in her family. They were not a rich family. And she's probably living a normal teenage girl life at that time. Maybe she was 16, 17 or something. That was the age that they got married at that time. And suddenly an angel comes with a message to her. And she's like, "What am I to do?" She was troubled at his words. I might be terrified by seeing the angel and wonder what is this? The Lord is with me. What will God do with me? What will happen? The angel says to her in verse 30. It says, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God because of Jesus, through what Jesus has done." Jesus is saying that God is saying the same thing to every person who turns to him. Do not be afraid. It may look big or impossible, but you have found favor with God. God lets us come before him with our needs. We get, so to speak, audience with him, because Jesus has opened the way. What this angel is actually saying is if God has a throne room in heaven, and if only the special ones can come there, only the ones are holy and pure. But because Jesus comes to this world and takes away the sin and forgives people, then he gives you audience before the king. Can such a simple person come in before God as Mary? Jesus says, I've given my life for you. She has clearance. She has access. She can come through the gate and before God. And Mary gets to hear that the child shall be called, that you are to call him Jesus. And then the angel says, he will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. So the Son of the Most High. Maybe you might think that as Mary you don't are not special. Maybe you don't have a lot of. Maybe you don't have enough likes or enough followers on Instagram yet. But start thinking. Think again. As Mary, she had a friend in high places. Jesus comes. He's the Son of the Most High. When we have a friend in whoever knows Jesus, knows someone who is sitting at the most high place, if you are with Jesus, you have actually access to the one who owns everything. What Mary is put before, no man has touched her. She has not been with anyone. It's not possible that she would become pregnant. And she says this to the angel, how shall this happen since I'm a virgin? And the angel answers and says, the Holy Spirit will come on you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Here, God gives a promise of how he will work in her life, what he can do. First, the angel says that he will be called the Son of the Most High. And then the angel says to Mary, the power of the Most High will overshadow you, will rest over you. You get audience to the throne before God, he who can do the impossible. He can also give of her strength, and the strength of the Most High will come over you, the Holy Spirit will come over you, and this child will be called, will be holy and called the Son of God. When you are standing before the impossible, humanly speaking, when we feel that we cannot handle the path that God may have put before us, or where God has put you in life, then God says the same thing to us. Do not worry. He will not leave you alone. The Holy Spirit, who Jesus later calls the Helper, so he will show the way, he will help, he will come into yours and my life. And God promises that he will be with us. And so the power of the Most High also is over you. As a child of the King, as a child to the God, we get access, as all other royal children, to come before God, before the King. Jesus' birth, when we believe in him, it couples us together with the royal household of God. So the impossible becomes possible when we come before God. That is why this it says in Luke 1:36-38, even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. So God makes the point in this story before he continues and says, for God, anything is possible. For God, everything is possible. Your impossibility is God's possibility to show how mighty he is. The story of Jesus' birth is about this, that what is impossible for humans is impossible, is possible for God. It's also impossible for us to deal with our own sin, everything evil or bad we have done. But what is impossible for humans, that God makes possible through Jesus Christ. And this is only the beginning for everything that God wants to make possible when Jesus comes to the world. So I think that the story of Mary and the angel says that you can trust in God when it seems impossible. Let's look at Joseph. Joseph's story also says that you can trust in God regardless of your circumstances. It says in Matthew 1:19-21, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet he did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Think about what a shock for Joseph. Here he is in love. He is in love with a girl from Nazareth. They have made dreams together. Everything they will do, how many children they want to have, and suddenly he gets to know that Mary is pregnant. They have not been together. They have not had any intimate contact. And Joseph gets the shocking message that she who I've thought to wander my life with is pregnant. How do we know that Joseph must have fought around this? He has considered with himself, and he has decided that he would not draw more disgrace over Mary. He has thought out a plan. It also says, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. So while he was thinking about this, an angel appeared to him. I don't know how it is for you, but at least for me, I have a difficulty thinking while I'm sleeping. So it means that Joseph must have thought about this for a longer time. And maybe he had thought about how to solve this. The dreams were crushed. So everything is like over in a way. While he's thinking about the situation, then God comes in and shows himself in a dream to him. He comes in the middle of what seems to be an impossible circumstance, circumstances that Joseph cannot handle, and it presses his soul to the utmost, and he's thinking everything is over. And in the middle of this circumstance, God steps in and changes everything and says to him, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Again, the first thing, as the angel says, just as to Mary, the first thing the angel says is, do not be afraid. Have you thought about this? The first words are, do not be afraid. Why? Because I am here with you. You can trust in me. God was mighty to come into the situation and to guide and to change the course of events before it was too late. What would have happened if Joseph would have left her? He tried to solve this in his own power, that should he leave her quietly. So Joseph had only already a plan how he would humanly solve this, and God was mighty to change Joseph's thoughts and lead him right when he was thinking wrong. If you look at the details of the story of Jesus' birth, then this happens again and again and again. Of wise men from a country thousands of miles away, who did not even believe in the God of Israel. They were from a different religion, from another culture. Some wise men thousands of miles away, they follow a star, and they find their way to a child in a stable. How impossible isn't that, actually? And the wise men find their way by asking a few men in the Herodes temple who did not believe, and even though they found their way, they were warned by the angels for Herod's killing the children that he was going to do. And the wise men, and who still are not from the religion of Israel, they were also warned not to return to Herod. Do you notice how many times God intervenes in human circumstances to help in what seems impossible? He protects, he guides and leads time after time. Maybe you think like this, but wait a minute, Stefan. This was still about Jesus. I mean, he was the Messiah. Of course, God will be involved there. But have you thought about why he did it? And Jesus was doing fine before he came to earth. He does it for you. All this involvement from God's side, to be involved in circumstances in people's lives, it's for that you one day can meet Jesus and be saved, and for that you can get the same help from God. He's involved because he loves you. It's not just about Jesus. He was the highest of the people God loves. If you think that God is not involved in your life, I can tell you this is how far God was willing to go for you and me and for every human being in this world. That is why Romans chapter 8:31 says, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" If God was prepared to go this far, all these circumstances, to guide the events so that Jesus will be born in a stable and die on a cross, He was willing to do all of this for you. How would he not also graciously give us all other things? How would God be less involved in your life now to help you, to change circumstances, to come close to you, so you can get to know how good God is, and grow in faith in him and in trusting him? And he can come even closer to you than you ever thought possible. This is why it is explained in the end of Joseph's story. It is explained in this way. In Matthew But the angel said, the Virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. In the end, he will also be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. It's one of Jesus' names. Around the story of Jesus' birth. So it's a story of a God who wants to be with you in your circumstances, whatever you are going through. There, God wants to be with you. He is God with us. This is the thing with Jesus' birth. God doesn't want to be distant from us or from you. The sin has separated us from God and the darkness in this world. But God takes the step. It's not you who tries to fight your way through the darkness. To maybe get a hold of a little bit of God's help. It's God who fights his way through our darkness and comes to you because he wants to be God with us. A God who is involved in your life. That is what God does in Jesus Christ. It's he who runs toward us so that he will reach you. Therefore, I think the story of Joseph shows that you can trust in God despite your circumstances. The last point. Are you ready now? Are you ready? Hold up onto your hat now. The last person. Jesus says to us, you can trust in God despite your own weakness. No one is following. Jesus says to us, now we are talking about the story around Jesus' birth. You can trust in God regardless of your own weakness. So Jesus is born into a stable. The angels come to the shepherds. In Luke 2, verse 10. But the angels said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger. In the middle of these very, very ordinary circumstances, not in a mansion, but out on the field among shepherds, there that the Savior is born in a stable. And something supernatural happens to the shepherds there. The angels come, and again they say, you can guess now, again they start with, do not be afraid. But then they say that the sign that the Messiah, the Savior of the world, has been born, that now God has come, and now everything will be different. The sign to you will be a little baby in a manger. The sign to you will be a helpless baby. The sign that Messiah is close by in the world is a baby who literally cannot lift a finger. A little baby, a small child. Have you thought about this? Jesus exists as God in the heavenly realms. He is one of the persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He had a perfect existence. He owns the creative power that can create galaxies. So literally, Jesus has been part of creating the whole universe. it says that God created the world by speaking words. He said, "Let there be light." And Jesus is called in the Gospel of John. Jesus called for the Word. He's the Word through which God creates. So he has been a part of creating the universe. There is nothing that Jesus doesn't have access to. He has riches and wonder and holiness, everything perfect in a heavenly existence. And he chooses voluntarily to give up all his heavenly glory to become a small child who cannot do anything. Have you thought about this? He doesn't just give up his glory and might. He gives up all his ability in every way. He starts by maybe he would have thought that I can still use angels or something. Well, I will understand that I'm the Messiah. That no, you will start from zero. So my point here is that Jesus says you can trust in God despite your weakness, is that Jesus starts from scratch. Even though he knew what task God gave him to become a human being, to live without sin, and to save humanity by dying on the cross, he still needed to trust in God. He needed to completely throw himself into the Father's arms and trust that God was mighty enough to protect this little baby, so that God's plan would come to pass. Jesus did not have, as a human being here on earth, he did not have that kind of overnatural, supernatural power as he had in heaven. But he was dependent on trusting in God and the Holy Spirit. Think about what a trust he had in God to leave everything, to become a small child who couldn't do anything. Jesus had to trust that God was mighty to make the plan come to fulfillment. That he had given up his heavenly realm and come to live in human circumstances. Jesus, your Savior, becomes weak and powerless to be able to come to us. But this also means that the God completely is faithful and keeps what he promises. This is not just about Jesus. God was mighty to do his plan and to save the whole world through a child, through a human being who was born into this world. God was mighty to do this whole salvation plan through someone willing to live in human circumstances. This means that God is mighty to save you in your weakness. God is mighty in what is impossible for you, where you feel weakness, incapable. That God is mighty to work in those circumstances with what you have today. The resources you have today, because he is bigger than you are. Of course, God wants to collaborate with us. God doesn't want to force us to do his will. He doesn't come on us with any power to force his will on us. But when we open ourselves to him, then he is mighty to work. If you're saying that I want to, but my steps are weak, then you need to know that God is with you. the name that Jesus is given here is the Savior, the Messiah. The angels are saying to the shepherds that he shall be called the Savior who saves. Where it's not possible for us to save ourselves, and whether it's about your sin or the any darkness in your life or difficult circumstances or sickness or weakness in your life, God is mighty to be a Savior in your life. The Messiah, someone who is anointed, who has an immeasurable measure of God's might, can work here and now. Think about this. God did not leave us in our circumstances. This is the utmost proof of he did not leave you in the darkness, but he comes with salvation through a small child. He doesn't close his eyes to our darkness. If God was ready to come into our darkness and to our sin, Jesus took on himself the darkness and sin on the cross in order to save you, in order to take you out of the darkness. Then you know that he also wants to be with you and be a part of your life, be involved in your life. All these three persons that we have looked at, these three parts of the story, are saying that God's message to you is, you can trust me, you can trust in me. You can trust in me when it looks impossible. You can trust in me in the most difficult of circumstances. I will take you through it. And he shows it by Jesus Christ being born and living and dying on the cross in order to save each and every one of us. He doesn't leave us in our difficult circumstances. We can trust in him. Have you thought about that each and every, what the angels say to Mary, what the angel says to Joseph, and what the angel said to the shepherds, it starts with, do not be afraid. I have the control. I am with you. Do not be afraid. I'm mighty to take you through it.